I'm Zena.
And I'm Renee.
Welcome to When You Just Want a Glass of Wine, a podcast dedicated to making wine drinking more approachable and inclusive. Join us as we decode the language and unlock the customs of wine drinking. Cheers.
Cheers.
Happens when you try to warm up
wine. You're trying to warm up wine.
I had to chill it because I just put it in this morning. It's a little chilled. Keep your hands on it till we get started.
Okay, we're going.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Welcome to this edition of What's in Renee's Glass?
Very, very cold wine.
Cheers. Yes, it is very cold wine. Mm. So it's just about right, actually. So it's really pretty. It just, when I poured it, it was so chilled. It was a little too chilled. You weren't getting all the flavors. So I think a little swirling and a little as you're contemplating warming up the glass, doing the exact opposite of what we normally do. This is not a beach Chardonnay where it needs to be so chilled you can't taste any, which is our hint, right? If you just you just want a glass of wine and you're at the beach and there's nothing but that certain Chardonnay, just
put some ice in it.
Yeah, put some ice and be like, can I have it really, really cold?
Or can I have a froze?
Because then you're not tasting it as much. All right, Renee, you are in, what have you done, 3 weeks so far of your double set class?
Yes, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will be number four.
Oh, wow.
Class number four.
All right. So
we're almost halfway through.
Yep. And Adriana passed her WSET level 2.
I know.
Brava to her. I passed my WSET level 1 with two wrong questions.
Nice.
I think I know which two questions are wrong, but I'm so angry at myself that I don't even want to go look. But anyhow, I like how Holly was like, well, it was British. You probably would have known it if it was written the way we write things.
I'm embracing my inner Breton.
So, all right. So here we go. Start.
Okay. So this is, I have to get a little of the
I know, right? It's so chilled.
To see the color. I have a little fog on it.
Yeah.
I would go
It's also 80 degrees outside. So
it is 80 degrees outside.
It's not necessarily just the wine.
I would say that this is, pale. I want to say lemon. Not really gold.
No, not gold.
But I would say, yeah, pale lemon.
Very pretty color.
It is a very pretty color.
I wish there was that song Crayola. You know that song that had all the different colors? That's what I feel like this would be one of them.
This has got a very distinctive nose.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
All right. I had it for a second. Now I've lost it. And I've got to like let it sit for a second. As it warms up and it goes.
Yeah. I can see why you got it. And then it went. And then it's going to come back.
I got almost like a petrol thing. Mm-hmm. But it's not. It could also be...
Yeah, let's start with all your
WSET. So it's a pale lemon, white wine, pale lemon. On the nose, it was initially, so now I'm like, I gotta see if I can get this back. Mm-hmm. Intense, and take my glasses back off because you know that is not good for that. I was getting more, and I wasn't getting citrus on it initially. I was getting more some blossom and maybe some stone fruit.
Okay.
But I could be totally wrong. It smells like something I've had before. I recognize it.
It is a grape that you've had before. I didn't, this is 100%.
100% varietal?
Yep. It's a grape that you've had before. It's 100% varietal.
Okay. Try a little something.
Mm-hmm. That's great for an 80-degree day.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
That's got a lot of zing on it.
It does have a lot of zing to it.
From a flavor profile, though, oh no, not as much acid as I was expecting with that much zing.
I am tasting the acid right in that, right there. I am definitely tasting the acid. But I think it's crisp, though.
It has it. It's very crisp. It could just be because it's still a little cold.
Yeah.
That's definitely like, I don't want to say like sour, but like a crisp apple, but like a Granny Smith. It would have to be like a green or a citrus green, a little lemon. But I'm getting the thing that...
Definitely a little lemon tang going on. Lemon tang.
Lemon tang. Yeah,
definitely that
orange blossom. Did I tell you on a side note that I now have black currant juice and orange blossom water in my refrigerator?
That's great.
That I'm going to be practicing with this week.
That's great. That's a good thing to do. I have orange blossom to make cookies with because I love it.
Yeah. Okay, so it's very clean, but there's something on the nose that makes me want to say oak or Chardonnay. Hmm. That could also be least contact. It's got a little.
All right. I mean, all this has given me the acid. Every bit of this says high acid to me. Just I'm feeling it, and then my mouth is naturally going, and now I'm drooling. So right into the high acid for me on this one. All those things.
That, it is. So cool climate.
Definitely cool climate.
Cool climate, high acid white.
Yep.
I think the zing was getting me more when I was like, ooh, that was like, it's almost like a lime, like an Albarino kind of, what's the,
what do you think? Like,
you know, like the, Albarino that we just had from 61 Vineyard, that was like a lime blast thing like that. That was really nice. I've got that a little bit. So like a lemon, lime, citrus.
And when I say the fruit, when we're done with this and I say the fruit, it's a fruit that we literally, I can't even remember what we were drinking. And we were joking about this fruit. And I said, you need to go out and find this fruit and drink and eat it. It was something that you hadn't had much of. And it's very distinctive in this too. But I can't remember what it was.
The star fruit?
The star fruit. Yeah.
That's a star fruit? Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, okay.
So, yeah.
So goes back.
Well, coming from living in Puerto Rico, we had a lot of star fruit. And it has, especially, you know, you can eat the inside, but you can also kind of chomp on it.
It's more of a tropical.
Yeah, and but it has this kind of citrus, sour.
Yeah.
We definitely have to get you that.
Definitely in there. Yep. Yeah.
That's going to be, I think
I've had it once before, but.
I'm going to go find you some star fruit because I think that's a new fruit to put into your. Your resume of fruits.
I have the most unique refrigerator because, like, what are the wine flavors that you're doing in this?
So you talk Lees versus Oaked. What?
Yeah, I'm not okay.
Give me some direction on that.
So Lees versus Oaked. There's a roundness to it. There's a maybe. It could be like a little cream, or butter on the nose, and on the palate, but not like an oak one. More like a Lees one.
That would be correct. Okay. I'm going to give that to you. Like that, yes. Yeah. This has been resting in the lees for about 3 weeks. Ooh. So you definitely get some creaminess in this. Yep. So if it's resting in the lees, are we thinking stainless steel or oak? You're thinking no oak because you think...
Stainless steel or concrete.
Yeah, not concrete. This is stainless.
Okay, so stainless.
Stainless steel, lees.
Stainless steel, lees.
Cool climate.
It's not... I mean, it has... Okay, let's go. So high acid, so old world, new world. That's harder for me with white wine. I mean, this is very fruit forward. It's a cool climate. There's not a lot of tertiary.
Nope.
No tertiary, no age, no secondary winemaking, only lees is the only winemaking thing. I don't get like a big mallow.
Nope.
Or anything on it. So they just left this alone. Cool climate, high acid white, single varietal. Okay, that could be a Chardonnay. It could be a Pinot Grigio. It's got a little of the zing of that Austrian Pinot Grigio.
I wish you had just kind of, you know, it's so funny listening to you do this, having, this is what our 20th. And what I love is you've already said it, but you went right into second guessing yourself. I really thought that you were going to get it in 2 seconds.
Chardonnay?
No.
Okay.
You literally said it at the very, very beginning. And I was like, oh, I knew this was going to be a little too easy for her.
Like an Albarino?
No.
What else did I say? Pinot Grigio?
Go back to your... I think you need a nose on this one to get you
a
back
Riesling.
To
a Riesling.
Yes.
It's a Riesling.
Because the first thing that came out was petrol. You're like, petrol. I get some petrol in Riesling. Let me talk about everything else but that.
All right. It's a Riesling.
Okay. All right. Now, question.
Darn it.
Where are we on the dry scale of this?
Oh, sorry. You just... Okay.
I did. I just threw this out there.
Okay. Hold on.
I was a little surprised when I picked this too, but I did a lot of research and triple checked it to make sure that my research was correct. And I've drank it before.
I mean, it tastes dry.
Yes, it's definitely bone dry.
Okay,
it is. I was going to say,
bone dry Riesling. Yes.
Okay, now I'm going
to. I thought you might be trying to trick me again because of the
because of my apology.
Because of the apology.
Think carefully now.
Okay.
Think carefully now about what you're saying.
Bone dry Riesling.
Bone dry Riesling.
Okay, so that could be a prototypical Alsatian.
Right.
Or it could also be Austrian.
Or
it could be New York.
Right.
Long Island.
It's
or Finger Lakes.
Okay.
There's the Riesling in Michigan.
It's not the Riesling in Michigan.
All right, Mike Leftfoot, Charlie.
So I'll give you, so let's just, I think we're pretty close to it. So
New World.
Old World, New World. Where are we going?
I would say New World.
I think you'd correct.
Okay.
Now, what did we just learn about a interestingly bone dry Riesling? What did we just learn?
What did we just learn about bone dry recently?
Apology tour. What did we just learn?
Oh, that they can come from the Finger Lakes.
And that is where this comes from. But then, what makes this really interesting, are you ready for this?
Okay.
This is actually Chronicle Wines from Long Island.
Ah, okay.
But it was made up in the Finger Lakes.
Okay.
Seneca Lake, Northeast Shore. It's 100% Riesling. Now, what makes this, this is why I had to triple check this. This only has 11% alcohol. So I first looked at it, and I mean, I've had it. I bought this directly from Chronicle.
So you're thinking
my friends,
it's going to be off dry.
So I thought it was going to be off dry, especially since we went through this whole thing. Yeah. And
what year is it? Is it the same year?
2023, I believe this is.
Was that the same one as the...
I'm blind as a bat. What's it say there? I think it says 2023 right there on the side. You have glasses. But I thought this was going to...
2021.
Right. So it does have a little bit of age to it. And I was a little bit concerned. That's why I opened it and tasted it because I was like, oof, this is a short to medium term wine. We probably should have drank this maybe last year. Maybe the year before.
It's still drinking nice. No, it's still drinking really lovely.
It's perfect for this. I think the chill on it actually is great. So the flavors here, that star fruit, I think we're going to have to get you one. Definitely on the citrus, the lemon tang. They say a little Anjou pear. I don't think that's in it right now. I think it's aged, in my opinion, it's aged past that richness of the Anjou pear.
Yeah, it's very bright. It's very,
very lively and
bright,
crisp.
Lively, yeah.
Exactly. Very, yeah. Bright is a great way to describe
it. So the stone fruit was pulling me down. It was the tropical that was the... That was making me think stone fruit, and I was going tropical on that.
I mean, as soon as I tasted this.
Apricot is a typical Riesling.
Right? But as soon as I tasted this, I went, oh my God, I need a roast chicken with this.
sometimes, roast chicken would be amazing with
this. It would be so good. It's a great glass to start your evening with.
I said Riesling was the first thing that I said.
I know, you said like it right away. So one of the reasons I wanted to have you do this is because of that statement.
Okay.
Because you keep saying you need more work on your Rieslings and you get the petrol right away. Yeah. But often remember with petrol is the petrol kind of comes out from a little bit more aging, right?
Right.
So this is probably, again, this is four and five years in on a Riesling. But remember those things.
Right.
So when you're doing your thing,
and
don't,
it dissipates. Yeah. That's the
yes,
thing.
That's
like
what
it
I was
dissipates.
Gonna
say. That was the thing. When I first got it, I was like, wow, that's like a bomb. That's like a Riesling bomb. Like,
so the next time you go through that and you get petrol and then you don't get it the second time, don't forget that.
Don't forget the petrol.
Don't forget
there.
The petrol, okay. Because then the first thing you want to do is, okay, in my opinion, of course, first thing you do is, all right, I got that petrol. It's dissipated. That's typical of Riesling. That's typical of the scent.
Did you get
now, where did it go?
Any of the blossom on that? Anything white? Any floral? We have to do seven. We have to do seven descriptors on the nose. That's hard for some wines.
I'm going to say again, I think this is a little... I don't think this is something they'd serve because I think it's a little older than where you're going to get the peak flavors of it. I think it's drinking deliciously.
Yes.
I would just love this again with chicken. I would love this with some cheese and charcuterie.
Beautiful.
But I just don't think it's getting... I don't think it would be testable in the sense of you're not getting all those flavors.
Yeah.
But we love... our friends over at Chronicle Wines.
We do.
Sellers.
Every bottle holds a story.
They do, and they
one
have wines
things.
From all over. And I often pick up wines that is the last bottle or two of it. We dress drank there as if Allie's the other day.
Oh, so
the Serendipity,
good.
Which was really fun.
So
and that was...
weekend wine here.
What was it? What was the year of that? That it was 2020. It was like 5 years also, right?
I just
tossed it. I thought I had a bottle here. So we love their wines because their whites also, they age miraculously well. And I also always have something in my closet from them. So anyhow, Renee, I think you did a really good job. I think
Thank
this
you.
Is a great lesson again.
Stick with your guns.
Finger Lakes, but has the petrol, but is bone dry.
Yes.
And also on this one has the lower alcohol, which upon looking at it might make you think it has higher sugar.
Also, I think having just played that wine game with you last night and saw how competitive you were, I thought you might be trying to which was a great game. We were a lot of knowledge.
A lot of fun playing wine games.
That, yeah.
Anyhow, so cheers, Renee.
Cheers.
Wonderful job.
Thank you.
Cheers to you.
Yay, Riesling. It's always a good Sunday when you get a Riesling. Delicious.
I know, right?
That's
grapefruit. Now I get the grapefruit.
Grapefruit.
A little while.
There you go. Okay.